After thanking everyone for joining me, the parsha that we read just 2 days ago has 74 mitzvos, more than any other parsha in the Torah. And I'd like to focus on one of those 74. The Bali Chassidus say that 74 is Kaminyan Eid, Ayin Dalid, which reflects on the large Ayin at the end of the word Shema, and the large Dalit at the end of the word Echad, and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But we're going to focus our attention on the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, which is here in Perek Chav Beis of Sefer Dvarim. Our orientation today will be on the symbolic meaning of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. But first, I want to start with a halachic comment. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat Siman Reish Samach Zayin writes that Hamotzi Aveda, one who finds an Aveda, Machriz Oleo Bibote Knesios Ubibote Midrashos. We'll soon see that at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was different. But in our time, post-Churban, the Halach of Hachraza, announcing that you found a lost Aved and hoping the rightful owner would come and claim it, still applies. But of course, not in the Beis HaMikdash, but in the Batei Knesios, Udu Batei Midrashos. And I want to read the Taz, just a very interesting, the Sma, the Sefer Miras Einayim. He writes the following: Mikan Raya l'mashenoagim lahachriz bebotek nesios gnevos vishar inyonim. In other words, if somebody wants to make a claim that he's missing something because it was stolen, or anything else that the public could help him, he would gravitate to the Beis HaKnesses. That's the place where the community gathers. You know, it's not like in a kibbutz here in Israel where they have a communal hall. Our communal hall is in the Beis HaKnesses. And when the tzibur is in the Beis HaKnesses, that's a wonderful opportunity to make this declaration. However, the Sma wants to be careful that we don't interrupt the services. He says, Miu Nireh, Dahainu Dafka Bein Mincha L'Mayrev. You know, they had a break between Mincha and Mayrev. That was a good time to make these, shall we say, mundane kind of announcements. Only Achar Yitziyah Mibeis HaKnesses, at the end of davening, when people are going out, Kidei Shalo Lahafsik HaTzibur B'Tfilah. So we have to be very careful not to interrupt the tzibur from their davening. He says, U'mashe Nogim Ata. He found a strange minug that seems to be quite prevalent in our time, says the Sma, I'm opposed to it. Lahakriz bein ashrei lamanatzeach. In other words, they finish tachdun, and that ends a certain section of davening. Then they recite ashrei, and right before lamanatzeach, they get up and make these announcements. Lo shaper avidi. That's not correct. The Afal Gav the Seder Kedusha Inyan Bifnei Atzma, the Kedusha that we have at the end of davening is a separate Inyan, and therefore you would say that between Tachnun and the Seder the Kedusha is like between Minch and Ma'ariv. Mikolakom Miyad Achar Akadish the Nefil Sapayim Maschil Seder Kedusha, meaning Ashrei is the kickoff that begins the Seder Kedusha. So it's not proper to wedge between Ashrei and Laman Atzeach these announcements. Lachain Chozrim V'Omrim Ashrei. First recite Ashrei, and that's going to be the beginning of Seder Kedusha. And you have two choices, he says. Mutav La'achriz Kodem Ascholas Ashrei. Either begin with your announcements before Ashrei, and that's a very nice pause in the davening. That would be equivalent to between Mincha and Ma'ariv. V'tov Yosin, if you'd ask me for the best recommendation, I would say Acher Gemara Tefillah, after davening is over. Of course, you can imagine that people are not too excited about making these important announcements after davening is over, and that's because who's going to hang around? You know, everyone's in a rush. So maybe you want to make these announcements before Ashrei, and I think this could be relevant to us in terms of any announcements that I know here we make announcements that are relevant to the community, Lav Dafka about Kedavis, but maybe a good time to do it would be before Ashrei. My Rebbe Zichron Levrach, the Rav, was not excited about any sort of hefsek even before Ashrei. He felt that Seder Kedusha should follow immediately after Tachnun, and the best place for making announcements would be after Kaddish Tiskabel, which really signifies the end of Tefillah B'Tzibur, although we have addendums afterwards, and that would be a proper place for announcements. The reason I mention this to you, even though our focus tonight is more on Hashkafa than Halacha, is because this concept of gravitating to the Beis HaMedrash, to the Beis HaKnesses, for the mitzvah of Hashavas HaVeda, which we'll soon see is the Sugyan Bav Metzia Chav Ches, is very relevant and sheds an important light on the Hashkafa that we want to derive from this mitzvah of Hashavas HaVeda. You know that we're coming up to Parshas Ki Tovo, which is the Parsha of the Klolos. However, there's another parsha of Klolos at the end of Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Bechukosai. And there too we find the word Aveda. So the Aveda of Kitetze is the same word as the Aveda of Parshas Bechukosai, but in a totally different context. In this case, in a Klol. And the Gemara records in Masechta Makos, towards the end of the Masechta on Daf Chav Dalid, that Rav, the Amora Rav, was very nervous of all the different klolos, and we have so many, unfortunately, of one particular klol. And that is the klola of Aveda. And I'll read to you the language of Rav in the Gemara in Makkos. Omar Rav, Mistafina, I'm very afraid, may I crow from this pasuk in Parashas Bechukosai. The pasuk says, I'll read to you the entire pasuk. Give me one second here, sorry. V'avadetem b'goyim v'ochla eschem eretz oyvechem. Meaning, in the exile, you will be lost, and you'll be swallowed up in the lands of your enemies. Vayikra chavav pasuk lamed ches. In other words, Rav was afraid that this curse means that the Jewish people will be forever lost in the Golos. But the Gemara doesn't end on that note. Maskif le Rav Papa. Rav Papa says no. Dilma, perhaps, the Pasuk of Avadetem Bagoyim is referring to an Aveda HaMisbakeshes. Meaning, if somebody lost something, he seeks it out. He wants to get it back. Mechapsinosa, they look for this Aveda and it's going to be found. Where do I find in Tanakh that the word Aveda is an Aveda Misbakeshes? Tichsiv, he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, Ta'isi kise oved bakesh avdecha, which means I've been lost in Golus like a lost seh, a lamb that has roamed and lost its way. But kiseh oved bakesh avdecha. In other words, the owner of this seh has not given up hope. He's seeking out this seh. And you too, bakesh avdecha. You too, Almighty God, says David HaMelech, please look for your avadim. And the pasuk ends with the following four words: Ki mitzvosecha lo shachachti. because I, and David is speaking on behalf of Klal Yisrael, have not forgotten your mitzvahs. Hashem, don't forget about us. We represent the situation of Seh Oved, but you, just like we remember you, we remember your mitzvahs. Mitzvosecha lo shachachti, so too don't forget us. Notice that there's a glimmer of hope in this Aveda process in which Klal Yisrael are lost in the Golos. Notice that the metaphor for Klal Yisrael is the Seh Oved. Let's go back for a moment to Parshas Ki Tetzeh. The Torah says, Lo sire es sharachicha o aseo nidochim v'salamta mihem. There's a reference here to a shar, to a seh, hashev teshivem elachicha. V'chein ta'asel chamoro, v'chein ta'asel simlaso, v'chein ta'asel chol avedasochicha. So the Gemara Bava Metzi on Daf Chav Zayin wants to understand, once it says L'chol Avidas Achicha, why does the Torah have to single out Shor, Seh, Chamor, Simla? So as a matter of fact, the Mishnah itself in Bava Metzi on Daf Chav Zayin points out why we need the word Simla. Simla, a garment, is typical, is representative of a davar sheyesh bo siman v'yesh lo tovim. But Rava says, what about chamar? And what about seh? And what about shar? So the Gemara goes through various possibilities. For example, the chiddush of chamar is that although in the case of simla, the simon is in the simla, it's inherent in the garment, in the case of chamar, it's quite possible that the simon is in the ukaf, it's in the saddle. And the chiddush is that you can return aveda lo mi boy in the case of simla, where the simonim are begufa, but even in the case of chamar, where the simonim are beukaf. And that's the chiddush of chamar. Then the Gemara asks, why do we need shor and seh? The Gemara says that shor is coming to teach me afilu legizas znovo. There are certain hairs that can be removed from the ox, from its tail. It's a very small amount. And nevertheless, the motzi has to return that as well. And maybe the chiddush is that the tipul, the amount of effort that he has to put in protecting and returning the Aveda, even goes as far as the Zanav, the Seir, the Giza of the Zanav. So what is Seh teaching me? So the Gemara says, that Rava says, that Seh is teaching me Gizosov, the shearings on this lamb. So the Gemara says, V'lichtov Rachman Ashar, Tafilu Gizas Novo, V'kolshkein Seh L'Gizosov. Once you've told me Shor, which is Gizas Novo, why do you have to tell me Seh? And at the end of this sugya, Rava says, Seh Kasha. We don't understand why the Torah had to add the word Seh. And that's how the Gemara lands. The Marsha has something unbelievable to say here about why the Torah added the word seh, which the Gemara says, seh da aveda l'divrei kol kasha. The Marsha on the Gemara that we saw in Makkos, ta'isi kiseh oved, bakei shavdecha, says the Marsha, the seh is misbakesh mi bailov, v'chein bikesh avdecha. Your servants, Oved Begolos, were also lost, like the Seh. The Afshe Posha Eved, even though the Eved is lost because of his own sins. Never the case, even out there in Golus, I am dedicated loyalty of mitzvos. Look for me, says the Seh, because even though I'm a Seh Oved, I'm responsible, I'm guilty, but nevertheless, says the Marsho, I would like to add, he says, a sharp curveball, he says. We don't know why the Torah had to add the word "se" in the parasha of Aveda. He says, "Al ze Omar Knesses Yisrael." On that "se" that's written in Parshas Ki Tetze, Knesses Yisrael declares, "Ta'isi kise oved." I am lost like the "se." Klal Yisrael is represented symbolically by the "se." The "se" in Parshas Aveda, "se oved." It's a lost "se," meaning it has no purpose. It's not necessary in the context of the mitzvah of Hashavas Avedra, who remez al Yisrael, Hanikroyim, who are called Se Pizura and Tanakh. We are, the Se is used as a symbol of Knesset Yisrael that's spread out, that's lost amongst the nations. The Hema Se de Aveda Sheba Torah, they, the people of Israel, are the Se in the parish of Aveda. Shashem Yisbarchu Bailov. And who owns this Seh? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also Seh Mevaksho. God, seek out that Seh. God is looking for this Seh. It's not Avud. Not the way Rav was afraid of. Lo Tzio Me'avedoso Minagolos. God is looking for the Seh and trying to return him from the Golos. Hashem Kaviyoch is waiting for the right moment that we deserve to be reunited with our Bailim, with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be taken out of the status of Seh Oved. And Rabosai, what I'd like to prove to you is that this concept repeats itself over and over again throughout Chazal. It's not just some sort of a fluke, a derech tzachus of the Marsha. If I had to put my finger on one commentary on the Torah who specializes in what I call remez, the Torah can be understood, pshat, remez, drush, and sod, it's got to be the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And in a different shiur we discussed the Or HaChaim's opinion about Ki Teitzei LaMilchama Aleivecha at the beginning of the parasha of Eishes Yifas Toar, what it symbolizes, Ben Soru Morer. What does the parasha of Hashavas HaVeda symbolize according to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh? Parsha zu ba lirmos bifratus al chiyuv hatochechos shetzrichim bnei kel chai tzadiki olam lasos liyam Hashem. This is what we would call in our parlance reaching out. The tzadikim have to reach out to their lost brothers. Vatzadikim yikaru. What word in the parsha is a reference to the tzadikim, an allusion to the tzadikim? Litzad ma'alosa, because of their great level. Achim, they are called brothers. The greatest madrega a person can reach is to be called an ach, says the Or HaChaim. The word ach is used and dedicated for yechidei am, for the people who are unique and they care about their brothers more than anyone else. And therefore Hashem commands us, Ki sira eshar. Now here the Or HaChaim is very sharp. He notices that there's a certain redundancy in the pasuk. It says eshar achicha, and then it says hashev tashiv el achicha. Why did the Torah feel compelled to repeat the word el achicha a second time? He says the shar, Elohim b'nei Adam, these are the people who are a little bit lost. Nidachim, the pasuk says, Sen Nidach, these are our brethren who are lost. And he refers back to the parsha of Nidachta, Vishtachavisa Lehem, who are lost with idol worship. They are completely sucked up by the culture around them, the alien foreign culture. Ha'over al pi Hashem yikarei nidach. The word nidach in the Torah is a reference to those who are, as we would say, off the derech. They violate the word of Hashem. Vayitzav Hashem, and God commands us, lebal yis'alim, we shouldn't turn our backs on those who are nidachim. Ela, but rather yashivim la'achiv, bring them back to your brother, says the Arachaim HaKadosh, Achicha hu remez la'kodesh baruch hu, v'kafa lomar hashev teshivim, niskavim bezechi mitchila yashivim l'derech hatov, and then as a result, yiskarvu el aviyam shebashamayim. It's a double hashava. First of all, teach him the right path. And secondly, as a result, you are bringing them back to their brother who loves them. You are returning them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The imlo karav achicha, now he darshins the next pasuk. If you can't find your brother, what does that mean? So in Hashavas Aveda terms means you did everything you have to do, you lived up to all your responsibilities and obligations, but nevertheless you can't find the, locate the proper owner. Here in the symbolic sense of remez, Midabrov's mana golus, we're talking about the last golus. Kilo karov, because the pasuk says ashurenu velo karov, it means that we've gone very far away in the last golus. Velo yadanu, and we don't know the kates, when we're going to come back from this golus, we're lost. Nistama kates, eni odeh masai kates aplos. Vizei yisovev is a fact. The fact that we don't know when the kates is causes harchakos halavavos mehamuna. Never, our hearts and so many of our brethren are so far from faith, from belief. Mituye regal, they don't have a way of getting back. And kachenenu roos bedoros halolu. This is what we witness in our generations. So many multitudes of Jews who are on the fringe of being totally lost, nidachim, the imkals, and despite it all, yitzav Hashem, v'asafto el toch beitecha, reach out to these individuals, and bring them back into the bayis. Zeh beis ha-medrash, the bayis in this parsha, symbolizes the place where we can teach them Torah, yilamdeu orchas chayim, Viderech Yishkon Or Labaliate Mini Orach Vulyam Tseu Oivai, beautiful poetic liturgical language, so that these lost individuals will not be influenced by the Oivim, meaning the Eitzahara, and Machshavos Tonos Kozvos, meaning the influence of societies that are alienated and antithetical to the Jewish society, the Torah society, and by bringing them back el toch beitecha to the Beis HaMedrash, or HaTorah Tatzileu, the light of Torah will bring them back. And that's what we say, HaMa'ar Sheba Yachzirenu Lemutav, he doesn't quote that Chazal. V'zeh Yiyad Sheyisratz Hashem V'yirdrasheyu. Until finally, says the Archaim, within the context of this entire long step-by-step process in which the Achim, the Tzadikim, are bringing the Nidachim into the Beis HaMedrash, that will bring us closer, says the Archaim, to the day in which Yisratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God will be pacified. V'yidrasheyu, and He will look for the Aveda, for the Ovdim. And that's reminiscent of the pasuk in Yirmiyahu HaNavi who says, "Vanidachim eretz Mitzrayim," the Nidachim will be brought back. And then the clincher, "Odomar lo tireh sharachicha niskavim bezeh shlo yomar lo tireh eschavor achicha niskavim bezeh shlo yomar atzadik." Lest the tzadik say, okay, a person is alienated because of the influence of the Yetzirah, and he's not fulfilling the mitzvos, he's doing averos. You know, in such a case, it's very easy to bring a person back. Thank you, Meir. But Im nafal dehirbal arshia. What happens if he fell into a deep abyss? Halinoflim tkuma. He's on his way down. One second. Aval, he says, v'avda tikva mimenu. You might, lest you think that we've lost all hope. He says, lochenhu elotirehu v'tisalim. Don't see him and give up hope and turn the other way. V'tzarech lahakim imo. Help him get up. So basically, let's just summarize the Arachayim HaKadosh. He sees in the Parsha of Hashavas Aveda, in all its details, an obligation of what he calls tochacha, not tochacha in the sense of harsh rebuke, but rather tochacha in the sense of calling out to your brothers and bringing them in to Torah and to the Beis HaMedrash, to the light of Torah, and never give up hope. Even if you think that such a person is a nidach, he's down at the bottom, he's really fallen into an abyss, nevertheless, you should still be out there with a sense of optimism. Unbelievable how much meaning there is in the Parsha of Hashavas Aveda, both in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing us back the seh, that unknown seh that's lost. HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeking out the seh like a Baal seeks out his lost object. And also in terms of our responsibility as Jews to be achim and to reach out to our fellow brethren who are lost. At the outset, we discussed the fact that one should announce a lost object in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis HaMedrash. The Mishnah tells us that in our time we can't do this the way they did it at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And I want to quote to you the language of a braisa in Bav Metzia Chaf Ches Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanan. Barishona, initially, when the Mikdash stood, Kolmisha Matza Aveda Machriz Oleh Shalosh Regolim. When he came on his trek to Yerushalayim 3 times a year for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, he would repeat his achroz until he finally located the owner of the lost object. Mishacharev Beis HaMikdash Sheibana B'mheirav Yameinu Hiskinu L'meida Takona Sheu Machrizim B'batei Knesios U'B'batei Midrashos. I would like to share with you a brilliant insight of Rav Yosef Engel. Rav Yosef Engel, whose Yediyas HaTorah was mind-boggling, notices that often throughout Shas we find a takana to replace what happened at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. For example, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, we find this with regard to the takana of blowing shofar in a Beis Din, even when Rosh Hashanah coincides with Shabbos. We find it elsewhere with regard to taking the lulav 7 days outside the Mikdash, and many other cases. But says Rav Yosef Engel, there's a change in Bav Metzia. The language in Bav Metzia is different than it is everywhere else. Everywhere else it just says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Hiskinu. It never adds the phrase, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Sheibaneh B'mheirav Yameinu. Those three words appear only in the context of Hachraza, of a lost object. Why? Again, you and I would probably not have noticed this, but he makes a big deal about it. Says Rav Yosef Engel, Ulai, perhaps, Hatam, Hahachtubav Metzia, Lefisha Shom, Hoysa Takona, Be'inyan Hashavas Aveda, Umitzvas Hashavas Aveidin Nira Dimekarevis Asagula. There's a power inherent in the mitzvah of returning a lost object to bring the geula. Wow, this is Rav Yosef Engel. We're not talking about some, you know, Hasidish Admur. This is Rav Yosef Engel. Ayin Makis Chav Dalit. Amar Rav, Mistafina Mihai Krov, Havaditem Bagoyim, Maskifle Rapub Dilma, Ka'aveda Mispakeshes, Tichsiv Ta'isi Kese Oved, Bakesh Avdecha. Says Rav Yosef Engel, there's a principle called Midah Keneged Midah. God treats us the way we treat the mitzvahs. Lachain, he says, and I quote Rav Yosef Engel, Hashavas Aveda Lebalea Makareves Asagula, Tu Gamkein Chazaras Aveda Lebalea. The Geula itself, essentially, is returning a lost object. Uvahavi Midah Keneged Midah. That's why the Mishnah formulates the principle of Shibana Bimeir Vyamena Klomar, Hiskinus Yumachrizim Lahashiv Aveda, Vayidei Kach. As a result of Hashavas Aveda, as a result of Achroza, which facilitates Hashavas Aveda, Mo'elis, this is going to bring about Shibana Bimeir Vyamena. Yibana Bimeir Vyamena is a direct result of Hashavas Aveda. We ask Hashem to return us the Ovdim, the lost Seh, which is Klal Yisrael, lost in the Golos, return us to Eretz Yisrael, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, Bizchus Mida Keneged Mida, because we return a lost Avedim. And I'll tell you something else, Rabosai. Within the context of a lost Aveda, there's a halacha of Machzirin Aveda B'Tvias Ayin. A Talmud Chacham, if he demands the object, meaning he claims it as his own, we return it to him, even without simonim. It's a separate halacha of Tvias Ayin. The Talmud Chacham is believed, he would never lie, that he identifies the object. And it's interesting that the concept of Tvias Ayin appears in Tanakh with regard to Geula. For example, the Pasuk says, Ki ayin ba'ayin nira b'shuv Hashem b'tzion, that we will see eye with our eyes the return of Hashem to Tzion, meaning when Klal Yisrael come back to Tzion. This is Hashavas Aveda b'tvias ayin. And you may know that the Radbaz, in addition to so many works that he authored, Rabbi David Ibn Zimra, he most famously his prolific writing of Tshuvas. I'm a proud owner of the Tshuvas. They were published in Venice. The Radbaz also wrote a commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's called the Mitzudas David, not to be confused with the Mitzudas David on Tanakh. That's Rabbi David Pardo. But here he wrote on the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, which is Tav Ayin Beis, Hamakayim Mitzvah Zu. He writes that he wants to encourage us to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. He says, one who fulfills this mitzvah, he says, Goreim, he will cause Lehashiv Aveda Litzadik, to return an Aveda to a Tzadik. Okay, I don't know exactly what he means by that, but I understand in the next line he says, Ulekabetz Nidachim, Lekabetz Nidche Yisrael. Umeshiv Avedasam Limkoma. Limkoma means the place of Knesset Yisrael, where the Nidache Yisrael have to return. And once we're mentioning Hasidim, I want to share with you something from the Belzer Rebbe on Parshas Ki Teitze, because I don't know if you know this, I have a connection to Belz through my wife. The Belzer Rebbe says the following, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal tell us, is Shomer Torah. In other words, the Torah is not just given to us, but God, Kaviyachol, observes the Torah. And he's Mekayim of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And therefore, Hashem, I'll read to you the language, Misayea, Libayim L'Taher, for those who want to come back to Hashem and purify themselves and uplift themselves, and this is some message for Chodesh Elul, Hashem helps Misayel Hashivam L'Kedusha. God will give them strength and support them to come back to a life of Kiddush, of sanctity. I have no doubt that this is a reference to the pasuk that we saw before, quoted by Rav Papa. It is counter to Rav. Ta'isi kese oved. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to help a se oved, or as the Archaim calls it, a nidach. That's, you're going to help them to come back to the right derech. L'kdush olitara. But you know what? Says the Belzer Rebbe Avakasha. Does everybody have an obligation to return an aveda? We're saying that God has to comply with His own mandate. He has to return aveda. Is that true? Are there no exceptions to the rule? The Gemara tells us in Bamitziyat Aflamin that a zaken v'yena l'fichvodo is potter from Hashavas Aveda. Here's a zaken. Himisha kana chachma, for him to run around with the shor and the chamar and the sed, and you know, pick up the sed on his shoulders in order to return it to its owner, that's eino l'fichvodo. He's exempt from the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So how do we know, so ask the Belzer and Rebbe, that we're guaranteed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will indeed fulfill the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda? He's potter, technically, he's certainly a zaken v'yena l'fichvodo. Hashem should get his hands dirty with our issues down in this earth. Ah, says the Belzer Rebbe, take a look in the Rambam, Hilchas Aveda, Perek Yud Aleph, Aloch Yud Zayin. The Rambam writes, HaHolech B'derech HaTov HaYoshar, someone who wants to go on the right path, and therefore V'osa Lifnim Mishur Sadin, and we have to understand that Lifnim Mishur Sadin doesn't mean what we think it means. It means what the Ramban says it means over and over in his commentary on the Torah. This is the way we should live. Says the Rambam, such a person who's holech b'derech tov v'yoshar machzir es aveda b'chol makom af al pi she'eino l'fich modo. As the Belzer Rebbe says, that this is what it means when we say in slichot over and over again, Yoshev al kisei rachamim u'misnaheg b'midas achasidus. Hashem is a chasid. He goes, Lifnim Ishur Sadin, he's going to return the lost souls and help them come back to Kedusha Tara, even though he's a Zakeh Meina Lefich Vodo. And last but not least, the Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis about Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Even Toen Hois of Yerushalayim. There was a large stone in some central marketplace or meeting place in Yerushalayim, called Misha Avdalo Aveda. It was beautiful. Anyone who had a lost object, he lost an object, Nifne Lashon. Gravitationally, you'd be pulled to this central meeting place. Called Misha Motzi Aveda Nifne Lashon, and he found that Aveda goes there. Zeh Omei Demachris, this one gets up and says, I found something. Zeh Omei Venosin Simon and Venotla. So as you and I know, in Agadita we have the Ben Ish Chai. And as I get older, I learn to appreciate there aren't that many commentaries on the Agadita that are good in the sense that they help me get through an Agadita. One is Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ish Chai. Says the Ben Ish Chai, why is it that this stone is called Even Toen? What's the significance of the word Toen? And he says something absolutely stunning. Nira Lis, B'siyata D'Shmaya, he says, I had a Ha'ara from Shemayim. Karule Even Toen. The word Toen is a reference to a taina, a claim. Kivisham Yotzi V'yale HaMelitz HaTov Al Yisrael. Up in Shemayim, we have a Melitz Tov. We have a Sanegar who stands and makes a claim in our defense. And this Even Toen is the place where the Melitz could stand up and he could bring forth a claim on behalf of Klal Yisrael. A Taina, he says, Shel Zchut. Right? A person always has to look four schuyot. My father in his Dovei Mishom has a whole drush on this, how we have to be melamed schus on klali. So he says the melitz yosher, this melitz tov, is looking for a schus on Yisrael. What taina can he put forth? And his ultimate goal, says the Ben Yoyod, is lekabetz nitche Yisrael, to be, bring the Jewish people back to Eretz Yisrael. And he's asking, even on behalf of the Poshe Yisrael, to bring them back with tshuva. And the answer is, and this is what the Melitz Tov is going to put forward, because Dovel HaShavas HaVeda, Yomar HaMelitz, the Melitz is going to rely on the parash and the mitzvah of HaShavas HaVeda that we read here in Kitetzek. Hine, HaMokom HaZeh, there's a specific location that is designated. Elov Yavo Kol Meshivei Aveda LaHashem Aveda. Anyone who has a lost object which he wants to return, he's going to gravitate to that makom. Again, Hamakom Hazeh Elov Yavo Kol Meshivei Aveda LaHashem Aveda. Vehem Yishtadlu V'Yavo LeKan LaHachris Kedei LaHashem Aveda. We, even though we're human beings and we're limited, we're flesh and blood, we have a pull, we have a desire and a craving to fulfill the mitzvah Shavas Aveda. And I think he means, this is a very tricky mitzvah, it's so easy to take the Aveda and put it in your back pocket and claim it for your own. The Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machriz for three different individuals who face challenges and overcome these challenges. One is an ani, a poor person who finds an Aveda, and he's machriz olam. And what the Melitz says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in the words of the Ben Ish Chai, Dover zeh nimtza bebasar v'dam. If man is so eager to fulfill HaShavas HaVeda, despite his human limitations, and he sets up this Evan in Yerushalayim, Kol Shekein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much more so Almighty God, Berachmav, with his great pity and compassion, Yekayim HaShavas HaVeda, for fulfill the mitzvah HaShavas HaVeda, LaHashiv Nidche Yisrael, again, the same idea that we found inherent in the parasha of HaShavas HaVeda, in the Derech Remez, in the Marsha, in the Derech Tzachus, Ulekabel Poshe Yisrael B'tshuva. May be his will that we fulfill the mitzvah HaShavas HaVeda, and we have no doubt that HaKadosh Baruch is Mekayim the Torah. He may be a Zakeh Meinu Lefi Chvodo, but he's Holei Kvederech HaYoshev HaTov Lefnim Mishru Sadin. He's a Chassid Kel Melch Yoshev Al Kisirachem Mimisnaik V'Chassidus. It's time that we see an end to all the tzaras in Klal Yisrael, and especially the Nidachim, who are so lost, they're so alienated. I mean, the numbers are mind-boggling, they're staggering, to bring us back, Yemirz Hashem, to the Geula Shlema, Bimhera V'Yameinu Amen. I want to take this moment and